Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday the 18th of May 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So if you're on the O2 network today and you're in South London, then you may have a bit of a problem because their East London offices were broken into last night, and unfortunately they've affected service because lots of stuff was stolen, and it means that the network isn't going to be working in East London, North London, Kent and Essex as a result. If you're outside those areas, then fear not, O2 will give you the same crappy service as ever. Sky and Virgin have agreed on something, finally. It's that 3D needs to get glasses free, otherwise it's going to be a complete waste of time. Speaking at the 3D TV World Forum in London, John Casey, director of 3D at Sky, said that glasses-free technology would be a boon, but the company was also making great strides with their 3D channels despite having to wear glasses. They also said that they could do for 3D what they did for HD. One thing that's quite worrying, though, is that the porn industry's not so sure. Now, obviously, any technology that gets adopted by the porn industry is almost an instant success. And Gregory Dorcel of Dorcel 3D, which is a porn firm in France which makes 3D movies which probably look fantastic, has said that they're not so sure. The most important thing for us is to not make the same mistakes that we did with HD, he said. The industry needs to have more and more content to attract the consumers. At the moment, we feel that the content is much too low. And also, the technology could be a bit of a flop. It's a turd rolled in glitter, chaps. Give up while you can. Now, you know when you've dated someone and you wished you hadn't after the first kiss? Well, that seems to be the case between Intel and Nokia. Intel have said that Nokia was not the partnership that they were looking for and may have been a bit of a mistake. Speaking to investors about the new Medfield chips, he did admit that Mego was perhaps not the best partner. And now that he's got herpes, he will be moving on. HP had its earnings call yesterday and things aren't going so well. They've lost a bit of cash as well as taking USB 3 over Thunderbolt and implemented it in their machines. Oh dear, that could be a short-sighted move. And it seems that Thunderbolt was offered to them right at the start and they said no. So that could be a big, big mistake in the future. However, all things were upbeat because they have released their HP Pavilion H8 series. It's the most powerful HP yet, unquote. It's got fantastic specs. There's a review of it on Tech Radar. And it does look rather slick and nice. It starts at £499 as well, so it knocks Apple into a cocked hat. I'm thinking about just doing the video through that instead. 99% of Android devices could be leaking personal data. Now, Android phones could be offering up usernames and passwords to hackers, allowing a lot of sensitive data to get taken off the phone. Now, before you go out and demand all your money back on your device, fear not, because it's a research thing that's taken place at the Institute of Media Informatics, which is probably a made-up name, at Ulm University. And they've got Android devices that can give up calendars and contacts and also Picasa information. I'm sure someone will come out with a patch soon. Sit tight and wait. This weekend sees the Apple Store have its 10th retail anniversary, and today the Apple Store went down. Whether it's going to come back with anything special for the weekend, I doubt, because apparently all the black shutters are going up on Saturday night, and something special will be out on Sunday, as all of the employees have been forced to come in. Oh, I can't wait. Now, Sony PlayStation Network came out the other day, and according to some sources, there is a welcome back package. You have no idea how many times I've had to record that, with a free game associated with it. Unfortunately, it's not going to be Modern Warfare 3, which was announced yesterday as well. And until Friday, if you go into GameStop and pre-order it, you'll be able to get a free double-sided poster. Won't that be lovely? Sony have decided to go with Thunderbolt and they've implemented it in their VAIO netbooks. What's quite surprising is that they've used a USB connector and not a DisplayPort. So this could be a bad thing. Whether it's to do the multiple use of USB 3.0 and Thunderbolt, because that would be a great idea, wouldn't it? And very, very good. We don't know, but it could lead to a war of the cables and proprietary systems, which has got to be a bad thing for the consumer. Come on. The United States revealed its internet strategy for cyberspace in PDF form yesterday out from the White House, and it's a whole load of absolute crap about cyberspace. However, in there it does reserve the right to bomb the crap out of you if you're dealing with them and dabbling with them in cyberspace. Oh dear, watch what you type, people. And also, do they know about IP spoofing? Maybe not. And finally, Netflix is the largest source of internet traffic in North America. Huzzah, well done. What's really worrying is that they're on 22%. Right behind them is BitTorrent at 21.6%. HTTP is only 16%, and YouTube is only 8% at 2 billion views a day. Good God, that's a bad thing. If you've got a story in Arnold to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Friday with the news from the previous 48 hours as normal, and we'll be back with Broadcast Friday, which means Photo at 11, Mac at 1 with Andy Anatko, Don McAllister, Will Green, myself, Carl Swagger and Dr. Happy Porn. And then finally, the big show will be on at 10 p.m. and we could get Sarah from an airport if we need to. Based on last week's connection, we may not. Hope you have a good day. Thanks very much for listening.